Section 1. Introduction. As a result of the Federal Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act of 1986, Pennsylvania established a commercial driver licensing program. This program has been developed to improve driver quality, ensure commercial drivers have the skills needed to operate commercial vehicles, and to prevent drivers from having more than one driver's license. The program requires you to have a CDL if you operate or plan to operate any of the following commercial motor vehicles, CMVs. A combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 pounds or more, provided the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. B. A single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 or more pounds. C. A vehicle designed to transport 16 or more persons, including the driver. D. A school bus designed to carry 11 passengers or more, including the driver. E. Any size vehicle, which transports hazardous materials and is required to be placarded in accordance with federal regulations. F. Any size vehicle used in the transportation of any material that requires hazardous materials placards or any quantity of a material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR 73. Federal regulations through the Department of Homeland Security require a background check and fingerprinting for the hazardous materials endorsement. To get a CDL, you must pass knowledge and skills tests. This manual will help you pass the tests. This manual is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the many special skills required for safely driving a large commercial vehicle and becoming a professional driver in the trucking industry. Exemptions. You do not need a CDL to drive military equipment while in military uniform. Certain fire and emergency equipment owned by a fire company, or recreational vehicles, implements of husbandry, or certain motorized construction equipment. This section examines the requirements of the CDL and how you can get your CDL. As part of the Motor Carrier Safety Improvement Act, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, amended the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, FMCSRs, to require interstate commercial driver's license, CDL, holders, subject to the physical qualification requirements of the FMCSRs, to provide a current copy of their medical examiner's certificate, also known as the USDOT physical card, to their state driver licensing agency. Interstate is defined as trade, traffic, or transportation in the United States between a place in a state and place outside of such state, including a place outside of the United States, or between two places in a state through another state or a place outside of the United States, or between two places in a state as part of trade, traffic, or transportation originating or terminating outside the state or the United States. In addition, Pennsylvania Regulations, Title 67, Chapter 231, http://www.pecode.com/secure/data/067/chapter231/067_0231.pdf relating to CDL holders who operate in interstate commerce incorporate the FMCSRs by reference, therefore requiring, with limited exception, nearly all commercial drivers to submit a copy of their medical examiner's certificate to PennDOT. These regulations will ensure that accurate and up-to-date information about the CDL holder's medical examiner's certificate will be contained in the electronic driving record. Classifications. With the implementation of the Commercial Driver Licensing Program, Pennsylvania adopted the federal classification system. CDL classifications include Class A. A Class A license is issued to those persons 18 years of age or older who have demonstrated their qualifications to operate any combination of vehicles with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more, provided the GVWR of the vehicle or vehicles being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. The holder of a Class A license is qualified to operate vehicles for which a Class B or Class C license is issued. Where required, appropriate endorsements must be obtained. Class B. A Class B license is issued to those persons 18 years of age or older who have demonstrated their qualifications to operate any single vehicle with a GVWR of £26,001 or more, or any such vehicle towing a vehicle having a GVWR of not more than £10,000. The holder of a Class B license is qualified to operate vehicles for which a Class C license is issued. Where required, appropriate endorsements must be obtained. Class C. A Class C license is issued to those persons 18 years of age or older who have demonstrated their qualifications to operate any single vehicle with a GVWR of not more than £26,000 or any combination of vehicles, except combination vehicles involving motorcycles, not meeting the definition of a Class A or Class B vehicle. Where required, appropriate endorsements must be obtained. Note. You must be 21 years of age or older to operate a commercial motor vehicle interstate. This applies to all classes. In addition to the CDL classes, there are also special endorsements and restrictions you must have to drive certain types of commercial vehicles. They are endorsements, restrictions. Endorsements. H. Required to drive a vehicle with hazardous materials placards, you must be 21 years of age. North. Required to drive a tank vehicle. T. Required to drive double and triple trailers. P. Required to drive a vehicle designed to carry 16 passengers or more, including the driver, buses. South. Required to drive a school bus designed to carry 11 passengers or more, including the driver. X. Represents a combination of the hazardous materials and tank vehicle endorsements, you must be 21 years of age. Restrictions. D. Restricts the driver to only drive within an exempt intra-city zone, 49 CFR section 391.62. E. Prohibits driving a commercial motor vehicle equipped with a manual transmission. G. Indicates the driver is qualified medically by operation of 49 CFR section 391.62. K. Restricts driver to intrastate driving. L. Restricts the driver to vehicles not equipped with air brakes. M. Passenger endorsement restriction, cannot drive Class A buses. Formerly B restriction. N. Passenger endorsement restriction, cannot drive Class A or B buses. Formerly C restriction. O. Prohibits a Class A driver from driving a truck-tractor-semi-trailer combination. P. Prohibits a learning driver from driving a commercial motor vehicle bus containing passengers, will appear on commercial learner's permit only. Q. Requires the driver to wear corrective lenses while driving a commercial motor vehicle. V. Indicates the driver is qualified and has been issued a medical variance. Medical variance documentation must be carried at all times when operating a commercial motor vehicle. X. Prohibits a learning driver from driving tank vehicles carrying cargo, will appear on commercial learner's permit only. Y. Requires the driver to wear a hearing aid while driving a commercial motor vehicle. Z. Prohibits driving a commercial motor vehicle with full air brakes. 1.1 Commercial Driver License Tests. 1.1.1 Knowledge Tests. You will have to take one or more knowledge tests, depending on what class of license and what endorsements you need. The CDL knowledge tests include General Knowledge Test. Commercial driver's license applicants must pass a written test to demonstrate sufficient knowledge of the laws, rules and regulations regarding the operation of commercial motor vehicle you intend to drive. A commercial motor vehicle is defined as follows. A. Has a gross combination weight rating of £26,001 or more, providing the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of £10,000 or B. Has a gross vehicle weight rating of £26,001 or more, or C. Is designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver, or D. A school bus designed to carry 11 passengers or more, including the driver, or E. Any size vehicle used in the transportation of materials found to be hazardous for the purpose of the Hazardous Material Transportation Act, which require the motor vehicle to be placarded under the hazardous materials regulations. Passenger knowledge test. Required by all bus drivers, including the operation of a school bus as defined in Title 75, PA Vehicle Code, Chapter 15, Sections 1508 and 1509. Air brakes knowledge test. You must take the air brake knowledge test if your vehicle has air brakes, including air over hydraulic brakes. Combination vehicle knowledge test. The combination vehicles test is required if you want to drive combination vehicles, Class A. Hazardous materials knowledge test. The hazardous materials test is required if you want to haul hazardous materials or waste in amounts that require placarding or any quantity of a material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR 73. In addition, to comply with federal requirements, you will need to provide proof of U.S. citizenship or appropriate immigration status. Refer to PUB 195NC, complete a federal security threat assessment, DL-288, pay additional federal fees, have your fingerprints taken, and successfully complete a federal criminal history background check. The hazardous materials endorsement must be recertified every 4 years. To recertify, you must take and pass the hazardous materials knowledge test and successfully complete the security threat assessment. Tanker knowledge test. The tanker test is required if you want to haul a liquid or liquid gas in a permanently mounted cargo tank rated at 119 gallons or more or a portable tank rated at 1,000 gallons or more. Double, triples knowledge test. The doubles, triples test is required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. School bus knowledge test. The school bus test is required if you want to drive a school bus. A school bus endorsement must be recertified every 4 years. To recertify, the applicant must take and pass the school bus knowledge test, skills evaluation, and must complete required 10 hours of classroom and in-bus training. 1.1.2 skills tests. If you pass the required knowledge test, you can take the CDL skills tests. There are three types of general skills that will be tested and must be completed and successfully passed in the following order: vehicle inspection, basic vehicle control, and on-road driving. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you want to be licensed. After receiving your learner's permit, Pennsylvania law requires you wait 15 days before you may take your Class A, B, or C skills testing. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled cannot be used for the vehicle inspection test. Please note, if you make any changes and/or upgrades on your CDL learner's permit, the 15-day wait is recalculated based on the new issuance date of your CDL learner's permit. Vehicle inspection. You will be tested to see if you know whether your vehicle is safe to drive. You will be asked to do a pre-trip inspection of your vehicle and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. You and the examiner will perform a walk-around safety inspection of the test vehicle. The vehicle safety inspection shall consist of checking the exterior, the interior, and under the hood or engine compartment of the vehicle. If the vehicle is air brake equipped, you will be required to complete an air brake test on the vehicle. Basic vehicle control. Next, you will be tested on your skill to control the vehicle. You will be asked to move your vehicle forward, backward, and turn it within a defined area. These areas may be marked with traffic lanes, cones, barriers, or something similar. The examiner will tell you how each control test is to be done. You will be required to perform 3 of the 6 exercises. You will be scored on how well you stay within the exercise boundaries, how many times you move forward, and final vehicle position. The basic control skills will be administered based on the layout of the test site. On the road skills test. Finally, you will be taken over a route specified by the examiner. You will be tested on your skill to safely drive your vehicle in a variety of traffic situations. The situations may include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and down grades, single or multi-lane roads, streets or highways. The examiner will score specific tasks, such as turns, merging into traffic, lane changes, and speed control at specific places along the route. The examiner will also score whether you correctly do tasks such as signaling, searching for hazards, controlling speed, and lane positioning. This manual will help you pass the CDL test. If you need the school bus's endorsement, you need to also study the school bus driver's manual, PUB 117, and passenger vehicle information in section 4 of this manual. When you have successfully completed all of your required CDL knowledge and/or skills tests, you will be issued a CDL driving document, camera card or photo license. Upon receipt of your camera card, you should go to a photo license center, have your picture taken and receive your CDL. You will need to take acceptable proof of identification to the photo license technician. 1.1.3 Applying for a CDL when you are already licensed in Pennsylvania. You must be licensed as a non-commercial driver in Pennsylvania in order to obtain a CDL. You will apply for your permit using Form DL31CD, Application for Commercial Learner's Permit. In addition, you must also self-certify the type of driving in which you intend to engage using a DL11CD. The most current version of these forms can be found on our website at www.dmv.pa.gov. Forms are also available at our driver license centers and at most messenger services and auto clubs in Pennsylvania. The DL31CD is also used by licensed PACDL drivers to upgrade or add endorsements to current CDL privileges. When completing an application for the permits needed to upgrade your non-commercial driver's license to a CDL, you will need to pay an increased annual license fee and a photo fee, in addition to the permit fees for any privileges requested. The increase fee required as part of your higher annual fee will be prorated based on how many years, full or partial, are remaining on your current non-commercial driver's license. The actual license for a commercial driver must always contain the correct information. While you may have received an endorsement card when information changed on your non-commercial driver's license, once you pass your testing for your CDL, you will receive a new photo driver's license to reflect your new CDL status. This requirement also means that if you hold a CDL and have a change of name or address, you will need to apply for a duplicate driver's license to record your change. The fee for your CDL permit will be based on how many privileges you apply for as part of your application. There are fees for each class, endorsement and restriction removal. Any knowledge testing required must be completed prior to you being eligible for skills testing. When your application is processed, you will be issued a knowledge test authorization if any privileges applied for require a knowledge test. Once you successfully complete your knowledge test, the driver license center will issue you the skill permit for your skills testing. Note: the FMCSA final rules require license holders to, in person, prove citizenship or legal presence in the form of a birth certificate, with a raised seal, U.S. issued by an authorized government agency, including U.S. territories or Puerto Rico, passport, naturalization documents or current immigration documents. Please note that non-U.S. birth certificates will not be accepted. No other birth documents will be accepted. All new CDL applicants and current holders required to renew or make any changes or upgrades to their CDL will need to do so in person unless the documents have already been presented to PennDOT. The requirements to prove citizenship or legal presence for permanent residents and citizens will only need to be done once, as a notation will be made on your record confirming the verification was made and the date it was made. Additionally, residency documents will be required initially, at renewal and anytime an address change occurs. Proof of residency can be accomplished by providing one of the following: tax records, lease agreements, mortgage documents, W-2 form, current weapons permit, current utility bills, water, gas, electric, cable, etc., your renewal notice or current license. 1.1.4 Applying for a PACDL when licensed in another state. If you are a new resident and wish to apply for a Pennsylvania CDL, you must surrender all valid driver's licenses issued to you by any other state. The Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act requires that no person shall have more than one valid driver's license at any time. Pennsylvania can prohibit issuance of driver license products to an out-of-state address. To surrender your out-of-state driver's license and to apply for a Pennsylvania driver's license, you should go to a PennDOT Driver License Center and take the following documents with you. 1. Your valid out-of-state driver's license. 2. Your Social Security card. 3. Proof of identity, and 4. Two proofs of residency. Non-US citizens will have additional requirements. Acceptable proof of identity includes birth certificate with raised seal, U.S. issued by an authorized government agency, including U.S. territories or Puerto Rico. Non-U.S. birth certificates will not be accepted. Please note effective PennDOT no longer accepts Puerto Rico birth certificates issued before July 1, 2010. Certificate of U.S. Citizenship, BCIS, INS Form N560. Certificate of Naturalization, BCIS, INS Form N550 or N570. Valid U.S. passport. Note: only valid passports and original documents will be accepted. Acceptable documents for proof of residency include current utility bills, water, gas, electric, cable, phone, etc. Tax records. Lease agreements. Mortgage documents. W-2 form. Current weapons permit. Note: if you reside with someone and have no bills in your name, you will still need to provide two proofs of residency. One proof is to bring the person with whom you reside along with their driver's license or photo ID to the driver license center. You will also need to provide a second proof of residency, such as official mail, bank statement, tax notice, etc., that has your name and address on it. The address must match that of the person with whom you reside. If the driver's license you surrender is a valid CDL, you will then be required to undergo a vision screening. Additional testing will be required to be licensed to transport hazardous material or drive a school bus. If the driver's license you surrender is not a CDL, you will be issued a non-commercial driver's license and you will have to apply for the proper learner's permit before you will be permitted to operate a commercial motor vehicle in Pennsylvania. The learner's permit entitles you to drive only the type of vehicle for which you have applied. To drive with a commercial learner's permit, you must be accompanied by a person who has a valid driver's license for the type of vehicle you are driving. This person must occupy the seat beside you and be at least 21 years of age. 1.2 Medical documentation requirements. If you are applying for a CDL permit, or are renewing, upgrading, adding endorsements to a CDL, or transferring a CDL from another state, you are required to provide information to your state driver's license agency, SDLA, regarding the type of commercial motor vehicle operation you drive in or expect to drive in with your CDL. Drivers operating in certain types of commerce will be required to submit a current medical examiner's certificate and or any medical variance documents that you have been issued, for example, vision, skills performance or diabetic waivers, or other exemptions, to your SDLA to obtain a certified medical status as part of your CDLIS driving record. If you are required to have a certified medical status and fail to keep your medical examiner's certificate up to date, you will become not certified and your CDL will be downgraded. For the purpose of complying with the new requirements for medical certification, it is important to know how you are using the CMV. The following information will help you decide how to self-certify. 1.2.1 Interstate or intrastate commerce. Do you, or will you, use a CDL to operate a CMV in interstate or intrastate commerce? Interstate commerce is when you drive a CMV from one state to another state or a foreign country. Between two places within a state, but during part of the trip, the CMV crosses into another state or foreign country, or between two places within a state, but the cargo or passengers are part of a trip that began or will end in another state or foreign country. Intrastate commerce is when you drive a CMV within a state and you do not meet any of the descriptions above for interstate commerce. If you operate in both intrastate commerce and interstate commerce, you must choose interstate commerce. 1.2.2 Intrastate commerce. Status non-accepted or accepted. Once you decide whether you will operate in interstate commerce or intrastate commerce, you must decide whether you will operate, or expect to operate, in a non-accepted or accepted status. This decision will tell you to which of the four types of commerce you must self-certify. Interstate commerce. You operate in accepted interstate commerce when you drive a CMV in interstate commerce only for the following accepted activities: to transport school children and or school staff between home and school. As federal, state or local government employees. To transport human corpses or sick or injured persons. Fire truck or rescue vehicle drivers during emergencies and other related activities. Primarily in the transportation of propane winter heating fuel when responding to an emergency condition requiring immediate response, such as damage to a propane gas system after a storm or flooding. In response to a pipeline emergency condition requiring immediate response, such as a pipeline leak or rupture. In custom harvesting on a farm or to transport farm machinery and supplies used in the custom harvesting operation to and from a farm or to transport custom harvested crops to storage or market. Beekeeper in the seasonal transportation of bees. Controlled and operated by a farmer, but is not a combination vehicle, power unit and towed unit, and is used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery or farm supplies, no placardable hazardous materials, to and from a farm and within 150 air miles of the farm. As a private motor carrier of passengers for non-business purposes, or to transport migrant workers. If you answered yes to one or more of the above activities as the only operation in which you drive, you operate in accepted interstate commerce and do not need a federal medical examiner's certificate. If you answered no to all of the above activities, you operate in non-accepted interstate commerce and are required to provide a current medical examiner's certificate, 49 CFR 391.45, commonly referred to as a medical certificate or DOT physical card, to your state driver licensing agency, SDLA. Most CDL holders who drive CMVs in interstate commerce are non-accepted interstate commerce drivers. If you operate in both accepted interstate commerce and non-accepted interstate commerce, you must choose non-accepted interstate commerce to be qualified to operate in both types of interstate commerce. Intrastate commerce. You operate in accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce activities for which your state of licensure has determined do not require you to meet the state's medical certification requirements. You operate in non-accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce and are required to meet your state of licensure's medical certification requirements. If you operate in both accepted intrastate commerce and non-accepted intrastate commerce, you must choose non-accepted intrastate commerce. 1.2.3 Self-Certification Statements. When completing an application for your CDL, you will be required to check the box next to the statement that describes your status. NI Interstate Non-Accepted. I drive a commercial vehicle both in and outside the boundaries of Pennsylvania, and I currently carry a medical examiner's certificate, DOT physical card. NA Interstate Accepted. I drive a commercial vehicle only within the boundaries of Pennsylvania, and I currently carry a medical examiner's certificate, DOT physical card. EI Intrastate Non-Accepted. I drive a commercial vehicle both in and outside the boundaries of Pennsylvania, and I do not carry a medical examiner's certificate. EI Intrastate Accepted. I drive a commercial vehicle only within the boundaries of Pennsylvania, and I do not carry a medical examiner's certificate. 1.3 Driver Disqualifications. 1.3.1 General. You may not drive a commercial motor vehicle, CMV, if you are disqualified for any reason. 1.3.2 Alcohol, leaving the scene of an accident and commission of a felony. It is illegal to operate a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.04% or more. If you operate a CMV, you shall be deemed to have given your consent to alcohol testing. You will lose your CDL for at least 1 year for a first offense for driving a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration is 0.04% or higher. Driving a CMV under the influence of alcohol. Refusing to undergo blood alcohol testing. driving a CMV while under the influence of a controlled substance, leaving the scene of an accident involving a CMV, committing a felony involving the use of a CMV, crashes involving death or personal injury while driving a CMV, crashes involving damage to unattended vehicle or property while driving a CMV, driving a CMV while your driving privilege is suspended, revoked, canceled or recalled, or while subject to disqualification of an out-of-state service order, using a CMV to commit a felony. You will lose your CDL for at least 3 years if the offense occurs while you are operating a CMV that is placarded for hazardous materials. You will lose your CDL for life for a second offense. You will lose your CDL for life if you use a CMV to commit a felony involving controlled substances. You will be put out of service for 24 hours if you have any detectable amount of alcohol under 0.04%. If you drive a school vehicle or school bus when your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.02% or more, you are driving under the influence of alcohol. If you drive any other type of commercial vehicle and your BAC is 0.04% or more, you are driving under the influence of alcohol. You will lose your CDL for 1 year for your first offense. If your blood alcohol concentration is less than 0.02% for school bus and school vehicle drivers, or less than 0.04% for other commercial motor vehicle drivers, but you have any detectable amount, you can be placed out of service for up to 30 days. Pennsylvania's implied consent law. As a commercial driver, it is very important that you understand PA's implied consent law. If a police officer has reasonable ground to believe that you are driving a CMV while having any alcohol in your system and you refuse to take one or more chemical tests of breath, blood or urine, your driving privilege will be suspended for 1 year, 12 months, or 18 months if you have a prior refusal or DUI conviction on your driving record. A single refusal violation, combined with a DUI conviction, would cause your driving privilege to be suspended for at least 2 years, longer, if you have a prior refusal or DUI convictions. The law covering chemical testing says you have agreed to take such a test just by being licensed to drive in Pennsylvania. Even if you are found not guilty of driving while under the influence, your driving privilege will be suspended for at least 1 year if you refuse to take a blood, breath, or urine test. In addition, if you are involved in a crash involving a motor carrier vehicle or CMV, and a police officer is required to investigate, you will be required to submit to testing for alcohol or controlled substances, with the cost for testing to be paid by your employer. If you refuse to submit to alcohol or controlled substance testing, and are convicted under Section 3756, you will be subject to fines of up to $200, plus costs. These rules will improve highway safety for you and all highway users. Note: the penalties identified in this publication may be revised, in whole or in part, by the General Assembly at any time. Please refer to Title 75 PA Vehicle Code, or the PA Bulletin for specific regulations and updates. 1.3.3 Serious Traffic Violations. Serious traffic violations are excessive speeding, 15 miles per hour or more above the posted limit, reckless driving, improper or erratic lane changes, following a vehicle too closely, and traffic offenses committed in a CMV in connection with fatal traffic accidents. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days if you have committed two serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. For at least 120 days for three serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. Serious traffic violations include but are not limited to traffic offenses committed in a CMV in connection with fatal traffic accidents, excessive speeding, reckless driving or eluding the police. 1.3.4 Violation of out-of-service orders. You will lose your CDL for at least 90 days if you have committed your first violation of an out-of-service violation order. For at least 1 year if you have committed two out-of-service violation orders in a 10-year period. For at least 3 years if you have committed three or more out-of-service violation orders in a 10-year period. 1.3.5 Railroad Highway Grade Crossing Violations. you will lose your CDL for at least 60 days for your first violation, for at least 120 days for your second violation within any 3-year period, for at least 1 year for your third violation within any 3-year period. These violations include violation of a federal, state or local law or regulation pertaining to one of the following 6 offenses at a railroad highway grade crossing. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to stop before reaching the crossing if the tracks are not clear. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to slow down and check that the tracks are clear of an approaching train. For drivers who are always required to stop, failing to stop before driving onto the crossing. For all drivers failing to have sufficient space to drive completely through the crossing without stopping. For all drivers failing to obey a traffic control device or the directions of an enforcement official at the crossing. For all drivers failing to negotiate a crossing because of insufficient undercarriage clearance. 1.3.6 Hazardous Materials, HAZMAT, Endorsement Background Check and Disqualifications. If you require a hazardous materials endorsement, you will be required to submit your fingerprints and be subject to a background check. You will be denied or you will lose your HAZMAT endorsement if you are not a lawful permanent resident of the United States, renounce your United States citizenship, are wanted or under indictment for certain felonies, have a conviction in military or civilian court for certain felonies, have been adjudicated as a mental defective or committed to a mental institution, are considered to pose a security threat as determined by the Transportation Security Administration. The background check procedures vary from state to state, jurisdiction to jurisdiction. 1.3.7 Traffic Violations in Your Personal Vehicle. The Motor Carrier Safety Improvement Act, MCSIA, of 1999 requires a CDL holder to be disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle if the CDL holder has been convicted of certain types of moving violations in their personal vehicle. If your driving privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled or suspended due to violations of traffic, other than parking violations, you will lose your CDL driving privilege. If your driving privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled or suspended due to alcohol violations, controlled substance or felony, you will lose your CDL for 1 year. If you are convicted of a second alcohol conviction in your personal vehicle, you will lose your CDL for life. If your license to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended, you may not obtain a hardship license to operate a CMV. 1.4 Other Safety Rules. There are other federal and state rules that affect drivers operating CMVs in all states. Among them are: you cannot have more than one license. If you break this law, a court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail and keep your home state license and return any others. You must notify your employer within 30 days of conviction for any traffic violations, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify PennDOT within 30 days if you are convicted in any other jurisdiction of any traffic violation, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your employer if your driver's license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. You must give your employer information on all driving jobs you have held for the past 10 years. You must do this when you apply for a commercial driving job. No one can drive a CMV in Pennsylvania without a CDL. A court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail for breaking this law. If you have a hazardous materials endorsement, you must notify and surrender your hazardous materials endorsement to the state that issued your CDL within 24 hours of any conviction or indictment in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, are found not guilty by reason of insanity of a disqualifying crime listed in 49 CFR 1572.103, who is adjudicated as a mental defective or committed to a mental institution as specified in 49 CFR 1572.109. or who renounces his or her U.S. citizenship. Your employer may not let you drive a CMV if you have more than one license or if your CDL is suspended or revoked, This includes cancellations and disqualifications. A court may fine the employer up to $5,000 or put him, her in jail for breaking this rule. All states are connected to one computerized system to share information about CDL drivers. PennDOT will check on your driving records to be sure that you do not have more than one CDL. Commercial drivers engaged in certain types of driving are required to also submit a valid medical examiner's certificate in order to maintain commercial licensure. NI non-accepted interstate transportation. Interstate drivers who are subject to the federal physical qualifications and examination regulations. A medical examiner's certificate must accompany the self-certification form, DL-11CD. NA non-accepted intrastate transportation. Intrastate drivers who are subject to the federal physical qualifications and examination regulations. A medical examiner's certificate must accompany the self-certification form, DL-11CD. You are not allowed to hold a mobile telephone to conduct a voice communication or dial a mobile telephone by pressing more than a single button when driving. You are not allowed to send or read text messages while driving. You must be properly restrained by a safety belt at all times while operating a commercial motor vehicle. The safety belt design holds the driver securely behind the wheel during a crash, helping the driver to control the vehicle and reduces the chance of serious injury or death. If you do not wear a safety belt, you are 4 times more likely to be fatally injured if you are thrown from the vehicle. Your state may have additional rules that you must also obey. Additional information, including examples, is available in the Commercial Driver Information Center on our website at www.dmv.pa.gov. 1.5 International Registration Plan International Fuel Tax Agreement. If you operate a CDL-required vehicle in interstate commerce, the vehicle, with few exceptions, is required to be registered under the International Registration Plan, IRP, and the International Fuel Tax Agreement, IFTA. These federally mandated programs provide for the equitable collection and distribution of vehicle license fees and motor fuels taxes for vehicles traveling throughout the 48 contiguous United States and 10 Canadian provinces. Under the IRP, jurisdictions must register apportioned vehicles, which includes issuing license plates and cab cards or proper credentials, calculate, collect and distribute IRP fees, audit carriers for accuracy of reported distance and fees, and enforce IRP requirements. Registrant responsibilities under the plan include applying for IRP registration with base jurisdiction, providing proper documentation for registration, paying appropriate IRP registration fees, properly displaying registration credentials, maintaining accurate distance records, and making records available for jurisdiction review. The basic concept behind IFTA is to allow a licensee, motor carrier, to license in a base jurisdiction for the reporting and payment of motor fuel use taxes. Under the IFTA, a licensee is issued one set of credentials which will authorize operations through all IFTA member jurisdictions. The fuel use taxes collected pursuant to the IFTA are calculated based on the number of miles, kilometers, traveled and the number of gallons, liters, consumed in the member jurisdictions. The licensee files one quarterly tax return with the base jurisdiction by which the licensee will report all operations through all IFTA member jurisdictions. It is the base jurisdiction's responsibility to remit the taxes collected to other member jurisdictions and to represent the other member jurisdictions in the tax collection process, including the performance of audits. An IFTA licensee must retain records to support the information reported on the IFTA quarterly tax return. The IRP registrant and the IFTA licensee may be the vehicle owner or the vehicle operator. The requirement for acquiring IRP plates for a vehicle and IFTA license for a motor carrier is determined by the definitions from the IRP plan and the IFTA for qualified vehicle and qualified motor vehicle. For purposes of IRP, a qualified vehicle is, except as provided below, any power unit that is used or intended for use in two or more member jurisdictions and that is used for the transportation of persons for hire or designed, used, or maintained primarily for the transportation of property, and I, has two axles and a gross vehicle weight or registered gross vehicle weight in E, excess of 26,000 pounds. 11,793.401 kilograms, or E. has three or more axles, regardless of weight, or IV, is used in combination, when the gross vehicle weight of such combination exceeds 26,000 pounds, 11,793.401 kilograms. While similar, the qualified motor vehicle in IFTA means a motor vehicle used, designed, or maintained for transportation of persons or property and 1. Having two axles and a gross vehicle weight or registered gross vehicle weight exceeding 26,000 pounds or 11,797 kilograms, or 2. Is used in combination, when the weight of such combination exceeds 26,000 pounds or 11,797 kilograms gross vehicle or registered gross vehicle weight. Qualified motor vehicle does not include recreational vehicles. If the vehicle you operate is registered under IRP and you are a motor carrier licensed under IFTA, then you are required to comply with the mandatory record-keeping requirements for operating the vehicle. A universally accepted method of capturing this information is through the completion of an individual vehicle distance record, IVDR, sometimes referred to as a driver trip report. This document reflects the distance traveled and fuel purchased for a vehicle that operates interstate under apportioned, IRP, registration and IFTA fuel tax credentials. Although the actual format of the IVDR may vary, the information that is required for proper record keeping does not. In order to satisfy the requirements for individual vehicle distance records, these documents must include the following information. Distance per Article 4 of the IRP plan. I. Date of trip, starting and ending. E. Trip origin and destination, city and state or province. E. Route of travel. IV. Beginning and ending odometer or hubometer reading of the trip. V. Total distance traveled. V. In jurisdiction distance. V. Power unit number or vehicle identification number. Fuel. Per Section P560 of the IFTA Procedures Manual .300, an acceptable receipt or invoice must include, but shall not be limited to, the following. .005 Date of purchase. .010 Seller's name and address. .015 Number of gallons or liters purchased. .020 Fuel type. .025 Price per gallon or liter or total amount of sale. .030 Unit number or other unique vehicle identifier. .035 Purchaser's name. Each individual IVDR should be filled out for only one vehicle. The rules to follow when trying to determine how and when to log an odometer reading are the following. At the beginning of the day. When leaving the state or province. At the end of the trip per day. Not only do the trips need to be logged, but the fuel purchases need to be documented as well. You must obtain a receipt for all fueling and include it with your completed IVDR. Make sure that any trips that you enter are always filled out in descending order and that your trips include all state provinces that you traveled through on your route. There are different routes that a driver may take, and most of the miles may be within one state or province. Whether or not the distance you travel is primarily in one jurisdiction or spread among several jurisdictions, all information for the trip must be recorded. This includes the dates, the routes, odometer readings, and fuel purchases. By completing this document in full and keeping all records required by both the IRP and the IFTA, you will have ensured that you and your company are in compliance with all state and provincial laws surrounding fuel and distance record-keeping requirements. The IVDR serves as the source document for the calculation of fees and taxes that are payable to the jurisdictions in which the vehicle is operated, so these original records must be maintained for a minimum of 4 years. In addition, these records are subject to audit by the taxing jurisdictions. Failure to maintain complete and accurate records could result in fines, penalties, and suspension or revocation of IRP registrations and IFTA licenses. For additional information on the IRP and the requirements related to the IRP, contact your base jurisdiction motor vehicle department or IRP, Inc., the official repository for the IRP. Additional information can be found on the IRP, Inc. website at www.irponline.org. There is a training video on the website homepage available in English, Spanish, and French. For additional information on IFTA and the requirements related to IFTA, contact the appropriate agency in your base jurisdiction. You will also find useful information about the agreement at the official repository of IFTA at http://www.iftac.org/index.php.